bounce off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State Basketball Eagles are on their final road trip of the regular season tonight, wrapping up a stretch of four stops in four states in 8 days with a women's men's Ohio Valley Conference twin bill at Western Illinois. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland. To illustrate how tightly packed the OVC women's basketball field is, last Thursday night, MSU was tied for second in the league standings. Just a week later, they enter tonight's showdown in sixth place, only a half game ahead of tonight's opponent, WIU. On top of that, the Leathernecks are 11-2 at home in Western Hall this season. To say a victory tonight for Coach Kayla Petrie's Eagles would be huge, would be a huge understatement. Western Illinois won this season's first meeting, but it was a close battle, and Morehead State did not shoot the ball well in that game. Stick around. We'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back as we get set for Morehead State and Western Illinois in an OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader from Macomb, Illinois, joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, last road trip of the regular season apparently did not go without some issues, though. Just getting to Macomb sounds like was quite an odyssey for you.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of adversity on and off the court. Our bus had a problem with the ball joint or something yesterday, and We had truck problems on the way to Little Rock, but it'll make the story that much sweeter once things start rolling well, right?
Absolutely.
No, I guess we figured it up with the bus driver. We went 1,400 miles last week, and we'll be a little over 1,100 miles once we get back to Moorhead. So I guess we're right at about 2,000 miles right now in the last 8 days.
Yeah,
We are rolling, Willie Nelson style.
Absolutely. The joys of basketball on the road in the OVC. Well, let's talk about basketball now and not so much about bus ball joints, but tough task ahead of you against a solid Western Illinois team. You played them.
I'm pretty diverse. I can talk about country music. I can talk about auto parts. Whatever, basketball. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, Western Illinois, you played them tough at your place last month. It was a single-digit game. They just shot the lights out in the second half. You turned the ball over only five times, but just could not find the basket on a consistent basis in that game, it looked like.
Yeah, that shooting it like they did that night was not a fluke deal. That's pretty much that's how they play. And, that's just kind of their MO and their team identity. They play that big zone and they shoot the cover off the ball. And so, balanced scoring attack, but, looking back at that one, there's been a few that we'd hate to see get away from us, but, that would definitely be one of them. I wish we weren't playing off this long road trip and, the circumstances of it all. But it's going to be a fight tonight. So we're just excited to get going.
As far as the biggest keys for you, what are you looking at that you need to get done to come out of here with a W?
Well, people don't talk enough about Anna Dietz. She's a solid player. Everybody, she's averaging, I guess, 13. And people kind of lose sight of her because they're so focused on
McCowan.
I'm a numbers person. Yeah, McCowan, yeah. Sorry. But we have to handle the zone. We have to make shots, and we can't let people go nuts for big numbers. I know it sounds simple, but at this point in the season, it's kind of do what you do and try to take away what the other teams are trying to do. But, the offensive priority would be to attack their 2-3 zone. Can't settle for threes versus their sagging man. We just really need to play together and play hard. I thought that was our problem the other night, first quarter against Southern Indiana. Once we got going, it was like, okay, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can play with anybody in the league. And it's the same story as Little Rock, the same story as Eastern Illinois. We just have to play for 40 minutes. So it's really frustrating. But we need to have a good one.
Yeah. Hopefully you can come out of round 16 with a win and then get a nicely earned week off and then finish things out at home next weekend.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everything you do for us.
Appreciate you too. Thanks so much. Best of luck. All right.
Thanks,
Coach Kayla Petrie. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Lassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisps, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Welcome back as we get set for OVC basketball, Moorhead State at Western Illinois. The women tipping things off here in just a few minutes, and the men will follow a little bit later this evening. Let's get to know these two women's teams and look at their starting lineups for tonight. We'll begin with Western Illinois. The Leathernecks 16-9 on the year, 7-7 in OVC competition. They have lost two in a row, falling 84-71 at Tennessee State Saturday in their last outing, but they are 11-2 at home. Their starting lineup features four guards and a center. The guards, Allie Meadows, a 5'8 sophomore from DeWitt, Iowa, averaging 6 points and just a little under four rebounds a game. Reagan McCowan, the team star, the freshman, 5'11 out of Lebanon, Missouri, averaging 18.3 points, 8.2 rebounds a game. She has been the OVC Freshman of the Week 14 times this season. The third guard, Addie Brownfield, a 5'9 sophomore from Boonville, Missouri, at 10.5 points, 5.5 boards an outing. And Anna Dietz, the fourth guard, a 5'9 senior from Mason City, Iowa. She's clicking at 14 markers and 4.3 rebounds a game. And the center, Alyssa Dins, a 6'1 grad student from Rosendale, Wisconsin. She averages only 3.2 points, but 6 rebounds a game. J.D. Gravina is in his 13th season at the WIU helm. In the game against Moorhead State, he became the school's winningest coach in women's basketball history. He's 196 and 190 now. Moorhead State is 13-13 on the season with an 8-7 OVC ledger. The Eagles are coming off of a 72-64 loss to Southern Indiana on Tuesday night. Tonight's starting lineup has three guards and two forwards. The point guard is Katie Novick, a 5'9 freshman from Grodno, Belarus, averaging 11.3 points, 4.3 rebounds, and just a shade under four assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria, at 13 markers, 3.7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.6 steals an outing. And the third guard tonight, getting her third start of the year, Matilda Soderlund, a 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden, averaging 5.7 points and a half rebound a game. She scored 23 on 5 of 10 shooting from three-point range Tuesday night against Southern Indiana. The two forwards are Haley Rhodes and Blessing King. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 10.5 points, 5.2 rebounds a game. And Blessing King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.7 points and a blistering 10.5 rebounds an outing. And she is in the top five in the nation in offensive rebounding. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she is 25-60. This is WIU's inaugural season in the OVC. The Eagles won the first, or the, rather the Leathernecks won the first ever meeting with MSU 65-59 back on January 27th in Moorhead. Tonight's officials are Hannah Reynolds, Donnie Rafalski, and Kenny Williams. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our keys to the game and tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Couple minutes from tip-off, Morehead State at Western Illinois in a women's basketball tilt, OVC style. Before we talk about our keys to the game, let's pause 10 seconds so our stations can identify themselves here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, joined now by my broadcast partner and pal, Wild Wild Wes Holland. Good to be with you, Wes.
Hola, Tom. How are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing quite well. Yourself, sir?
I am hanging in there. Got a little gross here in Morehead today.
A little bit. Welcome to weather, or winter weather in Morehead and in Kentucky in general. The Eagles tonight in Macomb, Illinois. And let's talk about the keys to this game. These are two teams that have met once already this season. Western Illinois took that one. But how does Morehead State kind of return the favor tonight?
Boy, let's hope they do. This is a big, big game,
yes,
Tom.
Is.
Oh, my goodness. Down the home stretch, you got three games left. You could be anywhere from second to eighth or ninth in the conference. Mm-hmm. You got to finish strong. The way they'll do that tonight is run them out the gym, right? You've only got six players that really play significant minutes for Western Illinois. You have got to make them work for every single possession up and down the court. Hopefully you can get a little deeper into that bench because obviously they don't want to play, you know, farther down player 7 through 11. And then also the obvious elephant in the room, McCown, right?
Not talking about her size.
Correct, yes, Regan McCown.
But her presence on the floor is elephant size.
In the first matchup, the team had 16 made field goals. If you were not named Regan McCown, if you were, you had 11. So that you only had five field goals more for everybody else on the team besides her by herself. So you got to figure out a good way to contain her without giving everything else up to everybody.
And then if you're Western Illinois, your favorite stat, but it looms large for the Leathernecks.
Boy, it really does, because Morehead State, one thing we know they are really, really good at is staying on the offensive glass, getting extra opportunities. Their percentages, their shooting, it's been a rough season from that standpoint, but they're getting more shots than the other team. And that's what they're going to have to rely on tonight if they want to win this game. So if you're Western Illinois, you have got to limit extra possessions, primarily the offensive rebound opportunities. And they are equipped to do that. They are a great rebounding team, number one in the OVC. So they can do it, and that would go a long way to turning this game in their favor.
Morehead State, also one of the best rebounding teams in the OVC, didn't show that against USI so much. So we'll see if the Eagles can pick that back up tonight and counter that rebounding attack that you're talking about for the Leathernecks. Teams taking the floor, I've got to stop referring back to previous game with my references. Western Illinois taking the court in their home whites with purple numbers and gold letters, purple and gold trim. Morehead State in the road blues with gold letters and numbers and white and gold trim. The bulldog head with the spiked leather collar, the logo dotting center court. Opening tip goes to Morehead State. And Veronica Charles will float to the right hash with the dribble. Passes out top to Katie Novick. Back to Charles, who rotates over to the left side of the floor. Takes it to the free throw line. Finds Soderlin in the right corner. And she's on the money with a three-pointer to start things off. Three-zip early Morehead State.
2 days later, hands still on fire.
5 of 10 the other night from deep and 1 of 1 so far tonight. Here is WIU in the offensive end. It's Addie Brownfield getting it down low to Dins. Turnaround jumper over Blessing King. No good. A rebound. Offensive style. And I believe that was Reagan McCowan coming down with it. She draws a foul, and the fine freshman will go to the free throw line.
She's listed as a guard, but she's 5'11". Yeah. She's a good presence down there.
Good ball handler. At 5'11", pounds the dribble, puts the first free throw in the air, and gets it to go. So it's 3-1 MSU. One more free throw to come from McCowan, who's a 75% free throw shooter on the year.
Well, I guess we're not shutting him out tonight, Tom.
It's the second to roll and go. I know that was something you were really hoping for.
I still had hopes 30 seconds in.
Novick at the right hash with the dribble. Now rotates into the top of the key. Kicks it out to Soderlund. Back to Novick at the left point. Into the left corner to Charles. She'll dribble it back up the arc. Goes cross to Novick near the right hash. Takes it to the right elbow. Kicks it to Charles. Three-pointer. Rims off, no good. Rebound hauled down by Anna Dietz. She'll bring it ahead herself. And has it taken away by Charles at the free throw line. The other way for Morehead State. Lost the handle, but gets it back out to Novick. And the Eagles will settle it down and run their half-court offense. Novick left open for a three-pointer from the right point. Splash! Morehead State has struggled from three-point range lately, but they're 2 of 2 from there, or make it 2 of 3 from there tonight. And they've got the early 6-2 lead.
Katie with the early audition for an Emmy as well.
Entry pass to McCowan on the right block. Misses the shot off the glass. Blessing King with a rebound for Morehead State. Gets it to Charles. Comes around a high screen. Kicks it far corner to Novick. She'll curl into the lane. Floats it to King. Her shot blocked. Gets it back, though. Kicks it out to Charles. Jab step. Now to Soderlund. Right point three. Air ball, and it will go out of bounds to WIU.
I don't know why she rushed that shot so much. There were still 12 seconds left on the shot clock.
And she was wide open as well. Had more time to really get set before she released it. Meadows will bring it across midcourt for the Leathernecks. Gets it to Brownfield. And Brownfield will get it back. Goes to work on the low block. Up and under move. Misses the shot, but she's fouled. And so Brownfield will go to the line for a couple of freebies. That foul will, I believe, go on Veronica Charles. That will be her first, team second.
And I've been surprised how easily they've been able to get into the block. The entry passes have not really had much contest from the Eagles early on in this game.
Brownfield's second free throw rims off, no good. She made the first at 6-3 Eagles. Soderlund with the basketball for Morehead State. Brings it into the front court. Gets it out to Novick standing in the center logo. Now floats to the left, back to the right, into the lane. Stop and pop in there. Rolls, won't go. Blessing King tries to put back. It's blocked by Dins, and she'll get it ahead to Meadows. To McCowan, far corner to Brownfield. Protects the basketball as she drives, misses the shot. And it's out of bounds. Morehead State will get it back.
And both teams so far just going athlete on athlete. They are going man-to-man defense. Now, the one exception on the other end with Western Illinois is as soon as Blessing King passes the free throw line, Dins drops right back into the lane.
Yeah. Charles takes it into the lane strong, but gets cut off. Gives it off to Soderlund, out to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive left side of the lane, juggles the ball, tries to get it back outside, but it's intercepted, and Brownfield will come the other way. Make that Dietz the other way for WIU. Gets it down low to Meadows, kicks it out to Brownfield around to McCowan. Make that Meadows, who hits the left wing three-pointer and ties this game at 6. 6:41 to play, first quarter. Novick tries to penetrate off the right angle. Some contact and a foul called on WIU. And that will go on Anna Dietz. That's her first.
And that last possession was a good example of taking advantage of that extra possession, the turnover there by Morehead State.
Novick holds the basketball just inside the right hash. Gets it to King at the top of the key. Back to Novick. Right wing to Haley Rhodes just outside the arc. She'll put it on the floor, kicks it out to Soderlund. Stops, hesitates, pops from the top of the key, and finds the range. Soderlund Off to a quick start for Morehead State. 5 points, it's 8-6 MSU. McCowan drives right side of the lane, has her shot attempt blocked by Haley Rhodes, and McCowan will let it just go out of bounds, and the Leathernecks will keep possession.
So that was impressive by Haley
that
right
really
there.
That really was.
Good, clean block, nothing that could be called.
Inbounds floated in to Dens at the free throw line. Gets it underneath to McCowan, and she travels. Tried to do a reverse pivot turnaround and took an extra step. So it's 8-6 MSU with the basketball. Charles rotates around the top of the key, gives it to Soderlund. She'll take it into the lane, scoops it up, too strong, no good. Meadows has the rebound tapped to her. She'll bring it into the front court, stops at the left hash, and she'll get it out to Brownfield in the logo. Around to Dins, or to Dietz, rather, down to McCowan on the low block. Spin move against Haley Rhodes off the glass and through. Hard to stop the freshman. She has four, and it's 8-8. Novick rotates into the lane, high off the window, does a dance a couple of times, but it will not fall, and the rebound pulled down by McCowan. Gets it to Meadows, out to Brownfield, back to McCowan, and she travels again. Trying to get around Veronica Charles, and couldn't do it without taking the extra step.
And that's uncharacteristic. As you mentioned earlier, she's a good, sure ball handler, and that's two turnovers on three out of three possessions, I think.
4 points, but a couple of turnovers. So the Eagles will have the basketball. 5:12 to play opening quarter, and we're all square at 8. Haley Rhodes checks out. Hannah Hicks on the floor for Morehead State. She had 8 big rebounds Tuesday night against USI. Didn't score a point, but played very well. Charles gets around her defender, penetrates, and puts it off the window and through.
I think Hannah really earned some playing time at that USI game the other night.
I agree. Western Illinois basketball. Comes out top to Meadows, gets it to McCowan at the right elbow, drives down the right side of the lane, but has it taken away from behind by V. Charles. She'll streak the other way for Morehead State, puts it up, no good, goes to the floor, no call, and then a tie-up on the rebound attempt, and it will be Western Illinois basketball after a media timeout. 4:39 remaining in Macomb, Illinois in the first quarter, and it's MSU up on WIU 10-8 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
10-8, Morehead State leads Western Illinois. 4:36 to play in the opening quarter in Macomb, Illinois. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Some unusual dichotomy so far in this one.
We are looking. It's 12 field goals for the Eagles' attempts, field goal attempts, and 6 for the Leathernecks, which is interesting because the Leathernecks have actually out-rebounded on the offensive glass by 1, but they've turned it over 5 times to the Eagles' 1. So there's 4 or 5 extra possessions in there, and you've got a 6 field goal attempt advantage.
But only 33% shooting for both teams in the early going, and Western Illinois has made it to the free throw line a few times. It's Leatherneck basketball. Brownfield with it out just outside the apex of the arc. Gets it to McCowan on the left point. She'll dribble it up the arc and hand it off to the curling Brownfield, guarded by Charles. Now to Meadows, to Dins at the top of the arc. Kicks it over to Dietz. Her three-pointer off the right wing is an air ball, but streaking from the backside to haul it in was Meadows. She'll bring it out, tries another three-pointer. It'll rim in and out, and Morehead State clears the board. Here comes Charles. Stops right of the circle, gives it up to Novick at the right hash. Dribbles it around the top of the arc, takes it into the lane. Spin move, off the glass, too strong, no good. And McCowan wins the battle for the rebound, going up and over Hicks. She'll get it to Meadows, who comes the other way in a hurry, and then will back it out to the left hash. Kicks it across to Dietz, trying to float it down into the lane to Brownfield. And they're going to call a foul on Veronica Charles for coming in from behind Brownfield and getting her in the back.
That's a really tough call there on V. Charles. He was really just keeping her position, and Brownfield tried to jump over her, stretched kind of behind.
And another big part of that foul is it's number 2 on V already. So Paris McBride will check in to replace her in the Eagle lineup. Inbounds comes into Carla Flores on the floor for the first time. Gets it to Meadows, right side, bounce pass to Dins. Low block extended, takes it into the lane, up and under against Hicks, but can't get the scoop to go. And then a foul called on WIU on the rebound attempt. Hicks had position and drew the foul. It will go against Brownfield.
On defense, this Eagles team is completely different when you've got Hannah Hicks and Blessing King on the same court together, but then you turn around and play offense, and it makes it much more difficult.
It is limiting. McBride to Novick in the right corner. She'll drive baseline, puts it up a little too short. Rebound pulled down by the Leathernecks. Here comes Meadows up the left side of the floor. Hands it off to the trailing Brownfield. Let's go of a 3. It's no good. Blessing King clears the board for Morehead State. Ahead to Novick up the right side. Left wing to McBride. Tried to penetrate on the angle. Could not get through and backs it back outside the arc. It's a screen from King. Stops at the free throw line. And McBride will get it to King on the right side of the lane. Worked it in against Dins. Dins tapped it away out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it with 11 to shoot.
Yeah, those two-point blank layup misses there by Katie Novick cannot happen with this team that's on the floor right now. Like, she's got to finish those shots.
Novick will trigger the inbound. Looking, floats it out top to McBride. 10 to shoot. McBride puts down the right-hand dribble, comes around a screen from King. Goes to the floor as she got into the lane. No foul call and a turnover on Morehead State as Meadows comes the other way with the dribble. Gives it up to Brownfield to Flores. Floats it down to Dins, who finds Meadows in the right corner. Tried to drive baseline, had it back tapped away from her to Novick. Throws it over the top of the defense to King, but WIU got back. Now another entry pass to Hannah Hicks, but her shot is blocked from behind. And it's Leatherneck basketball. Brownfield gives it up to McDermott. Takes a step to her left, fires a 3. It's off the mark. McBride the rebound, throws ahead to Haley Rhodes. She stopped trying to penetrate on the left side and gets it back outside to McBride. She'll give it up to Novick, who comes back out to reset. Floats over near the left hash and now back to her right. Bounce pass intended for Hicks is deflected away to McDermott. Another Morehead State turnover. That's number 3. Brownfield. Entry pass to Dins, working against Hicks on the low block. Reverse layup, way too strong off the window, and Novick the backside rebound.
They turned the temperature down at the arena, apparently, because nobody can hit anything.
4 of 16 for Morehead State, 2 of 12 for the Leathernecks. Paris McBride leaves a 14-foot pull-up jumper short. and Meadows the rebound off the floor. Leatherneck basketball. Brownfield out to Dins. Gets it to Flores. Flores floats it down low to Dins. Kicks it into the far corner. Penetration move. Shot no good. Believe that was McDermott. Thought she drew a foul. No call. Morehead State gets the rebound. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. It's Eagles with the basketball and the lead, 10-8.
Six players at this point waiting to check into the game because we haven't had a stoppage of clock.
Wow. Haley Rhodes drives left side of the lane. Spin move against McDermott. Shot won't go, but a foul is called. And Haley Rhodes will head to the free throw line for a couple.
And now you get the line shift. Both teams replacing 60% of their lineup at the same time.
That foul, I believe on Brownfield, that's her second. Haley Rhodes going to the line. She scored in double figures in 11 of the last 15 OVC games. She had 10 points the first time these two teams met, and she's on the mark with her first free throw. It's 11-8, Morehead State, 31.8 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw also good. Inbounds comes to Kaylin Reed on the floor for Coach J.D. Gravina, working against Soderlund out in the center circle. About a second difference between shot and game clock. Shot clock down to 15. Reed backs it out close to midcourt. Guarded by Soderlund still. High left. Now she'll try to drive left angle. Gets it into the lane and then kicked out to McDermott. Her three-point try off the front of the rim short. Jaden Rhodes got it to Haley Rhodes, but her desperation heave nowhere close as the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books in Macomb, Illinois. Not the best shooting, but Morehead State with the four-point lead as we'll take a break. It's 12-8, MSU over WIU here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Morehead include two packs of Eckridge Franks or Bologna are specially priced for just $4. Fresh asparagus is only $2.49 a pound. And Stouffer's large size entrees or bowlfuls are only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Morehead State leading Western Illinois 12-8 after one quarter at the Western Hall in Macomb, Illinois. I'm Tom. He's Wes. Wes, your thoughts so far? You talked about it. Somebody turned down the heat. A lot of ice-cold shooting in this one.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets are obviously on fire from all of those just hitting the bottom. But, no, it was pretty rough. 14.3% for Western Illinois, 23.5 for Morehead State in the first quarter. There's a whole lot of missed shots. I mean, both teams are doing a pretty good job on the boards, although Morehead State is getting out rebounded 15-11 at this point, and 4-2 on the offensive glass, which is very rare. Yeah. Even when they get out rebounded defensively, they rarely get out rebounded offensively.
It's the top two teams in the OVC in rebounding margins, so that's a key stat to watch. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Morehead State basketball to start the second quarter. Rhodes out to McBride, gives it up to Skylar Barnes. Back to McBride on the left wing. She'll rotate out to the top of the arc. 10 to shoot. McBride around a screen, gets it to Haley Rhodes. Thought about the three. Instead, one dribble, finds Soderlund wide open on the right wing. Three-pointer rims in and out. And off of Morehead State to the Leathernecks. Good open look for Matilda. Just couldn't quite find the range there.
Oh, that was. The Eagles will take that look all day, every day.
Here comes WIU. Not in a hurry. Kaylin Reed slowly across midcourt. Working against Soderlund. Kicks it into the far corner to Meadows. Back to Kaylin Reed. Now to Nichols. She'll drive left side of the lane. Puts it up. No good. Good defense by Jaden Rhodes to contest that shot. Now to McBride. Back to Jaden Rhodes. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Got it. No hesitation at all there by Jaden. Not known as a three-point shooter, but she was totally confident on that one. On the other end, McDermott tries to answer with a triple. It's high off the back of the iron, and Barnes the rebound. Now streaking the other way as it back-tapped the other way, or back-tapped away over the baseline, and Morehead State will keep it.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head. She had zero hesitation on that trigger. As soon as she touched it at the top of the key, she knew she was taking that shot. And what a big shot it was. Nobody's been able to hit the broadside of a barn for 5 minutes.
Morehead State inbounds. Barnes, pull-up jumper, left elbow, off to the right, no good. And WIU with the rebound. Reed into the front court with the dribble. Gives it off to Anna Dietz, back to Reed. Floats it down to Nichols, and a whistle and a foul on Morehead State. That will go on Jaden Rhodes, and that will be her first.
But I was watching that matchup. That did not look like anything other than just normal fighting for position in the post.
Veronica Charles with two fouls checks back in for MSU, replacing Barnes. Reed trying to trigger the inbounds, had trouble finding anyone, finally gets it to McCowan on the low block, and she just goes up and over her defender and lays it in. Back to a five-point ball game. Morehead State up 15-10 with the ball. 8:15 to play. Charles tries to drive right baseline, instead retreats, and is called for a double dribble.
You see a little miscommunication. She wanted to pass that to Jaden Rhodes, but Jaden had already started cutting to the basket when she got there. And so she had to pull that ball back, got the walk.
Eagles have turned it over four times. Leathernecks six. Kaylin Reed continues to run the point for WIU. Gets it to McCowan at the left elbow. Turnaround jumper, free throw line. Left it short, but kicks right to Reed. Now an entry pass down low to McCowan. Turnaround, no good again. Off to the right, Novick the rebound. She'll dribble it ahead herself. Stops at the left of the key. Crossover dribble, drives, lays it up, no good. And the rebound to WIU. Brownfield gets it to Reed. Dietz to Reed. Now to Brownfield. She'll drive into the lane against Soderlund. Turnaround jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound goes to the floor. It's Jaden Rhodes getting it to Veronica Charles, and she'll come the other way with the dribble. Eagles three on three. Haley Rhodes kicks it far corner to Novick. Steps inside the arc, gets it to Haley Rhodes, drives the lane, puts it up. Contested shot won't fall, and on the rebound, Jaden Rhodes called for a foul, trying to strip the ball away from a Leatherneck opponent.
She was fighting hard for it, but that's a good call. I mean, she reached right in there and grabbed it.
Number two on Jaden.
That's the third layup that, if Novick had been able to sink, this would be a completely different ball game.
Eagles still up five, but you are absolutely correct, sir. Leathernecks with the ball. Dins gets it to Dietz. Skips it far side to Flores. Dins. McCowan now down low. Just basically abused Haley Rhodes on that offensive move. Bullied her way in and laid it off the glass and through.
She's so talented. That was a tough shot. That's a really tough shot.
Pull-up jumper in the lane on the other end by Charles is off to the left. No good. Reed the rebound. She'll dribble it into the front court for the Leathernecks. Gets it to Dins. Now McCallum will try a three-pointer right wing. It's off the mark, no. And Soderlund, the rebound in the lane. Gets it to Charles. To Novick on the right wing. Comes around to Jaden Rhodes screen. Takes it into the lane. Scoops it up this time. She does find the mark. And it's back to a five-point Morehead State advantage, 17-12. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Leatherneck basketball. And an illegal screen called on WIU. Reagan McCowan will pick that one up. McCowan's first personal.
One of our fellow media members, Jared Stacy, just sent me a picture of the shot chart. I wish he hadn't shown that to me. It's, if you're looking at the stats online, don't hit the button that says shot chart.
Charles takes it into the lane, scoops it high off the glass. It won't go, but she drew contact. And V will go to the line for a couple of freebies. Veronica, a good free throw shooter on the year, 81.6%. She had 17 points the first time these two teams met. Very quiet night a couple of nights ago against Southern Indiana, though. She gets the first one to fall here. 18-12, Morehead State.
You know, Tom, I don't want to say this on fear of potentially being right, but I'm going to tell you, I think the Eagles need to create as much space as possible between them and Western Illinois before halftime, because Western Illinois is not going to shoot 13% this entire game.
No. V hits the second free throw, makes it a 7-point MSU lead with 5:39 to go in the first half. McCowan left alone, top of the key, misses the jumper from there, and another Morehead State rebound. King gives it up to Novick, stops at the free throw line, out to Charles, tries to penetrate, stops right elbow and gets it back out to Novick. 17 to shoot. Novick, pull-up jumper from the right side of the lane, and way off the mark.
And a volleyball game broke out.
Yeah, and Western Illinois won. Brownfield the other way, scoops it up around Soderlund, can't get it to go. And here come the Eagles with the rebound. It's Novick working the right side of the floor. Kicks it left wing to Charles, into the corner to Soderlund, right back to Charles and around to Novick. Drives right side, lays it up, got it to go. Katie Novick continuing to get good dribble penetration and hitting her last couple of layups. It's 21-12 Morehead State. Novick with 7 points. On the other end now, Brownfield to Dietz. Tried to drive the baseline, lost the handle, out of bounds. Another WIU turnover, number 8.
Katie's on the redemption tour. She heard me giving her layup game a hard time. That's what it was.
That'll take us to a media timeout. So Morehead State has held WIU scoreless for quite a while. The Eagles on a 6-0 run, and they have a 21-12 lead as we go to the break here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Janeway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State leading Western Illinois 21-12 in a game that has featured 11 made shots, on 50 attempts combined.
Oh, whew. It's, I don't know what to say about that one. It's just a lot of clang out there.
Eagles have the basketball. King gives it to Charles, curling around the top of the arc to Haley Rhodes on the right point. Works it in against McCowan. Kicks it out to Soderlund straight away. She'll hand it off to Charles. Jab step, now puts it on the floor. Drives just into the top of the key, and her pull-up jumper from there is right on the money. And the Eagles have extended the lead to double digits, 23-12. Just over 4 minutes to play in the first half.
And the one thing I can say, they're not getting particularly bad shots either, team.
No,
they're just
right.
Not going down.
Nice look there as I believe it was Meadows found McCowan on the low block, and a nice drop step move to put it up and through. 23-14 Eagles. Charles stops just inside the free throw line, kicks it out left wing to Novick. She tries to penetrate, gets knocked to the floor, and a foul called on WIU. And that will go on Anna Dietz. So the Eagles keep the basketball. Only three fouls on the Leathernecks so far this quarter, two on the Eagles.
But Dietz and Brownfield both have two each. Especially Dietz is one to keep an eye on.
Novick with the basketball, dribbles up the left side of the arc and passes out straight away to Charles. She'll back it out close to the logo, now moves forward down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass, no good. A lot of contact, no whistle. Here comes Brownfield the other way for the Leathernecks. Puts it up off the glass and through, went up over Matilda Soderlund. Tough shot, but she made it work. 23-16, the Eagles lead. And have the ball with 3:13 to go in the half. Novick to King. And a travel call on King, and I have no idea why that was called.
Did they call a travel or a
yes,
foul?
Believe it. Well, let's see here. Oh, they did call King for a foul.
I said the official made the motion for a
no,
foul.
You're right. I thought he signaled travel, but you are correct.
She had the ball and turned around.
Yeah. There was no contact with the defender that I saw.
No.
WIU ball, though, and a pass is a little too strong from Dins, and Morehead State the steal. Here comes Novick into the lane to Hicks. One bounce off the glass and through. Pretty play there by Hannah Hicks, cutting down the lane. A good find by Novick, and 25-16, the Morehead State lead.
All right, Hannah Hicks.
Yep. Dins, the dribble right of the lane. Bounce pass into the lane to Brownfield. Tries to scoop it between defenders. Misses the shot. Novick the rebound, but has it back tapped away from her, and a steal for Brownfield. Tried to get it to McDermott down low. Charles there to deflect it away. It goes out of bounds, but nicely defended by V to avoid a layup.
Well, she had people running with her. I wish Katie would have given that ball up. She had a lot of hands around that ball.
So Leatherneck basketball, 27 on the shot clock, 2:20 to play in the first half. Eagles lead by 9. Looking to get it inbounds, and it's stolen by Morehead State's Blessing King. She'll dribble it the other way. Stops right elbow, kicks it to Charles, three-pointer, off the back of the iron, no, and the rebound caroms outside the free throw line to Brownfield. She dribbles into the front court, kicks it out to Dins, who's left open for a three off to the left, and it will ricochet to the Morehead State bench down in the corner, and Eagle basketball.
Again, good open look. I'll say it one more time. They have got to get a double-digit plus advantage going into halftime because some of these shots are going to fall, and the Eagles are still struggling to score.
Yeah. 2 minutes and one tick remaining in the first half. Paris McBride joins Veronica Charles in the Morehead State backcourt, and McBride will walk it across midcourt. Gives to Barnes, right back to McBride on the left wing. She directs traffic, puts down the right-handed dribble, now passes out to Haley Rhodes, around to Barnes near the right hash, to McBride between the rings. 9 to shoot, 1:38 to play in the quarter. To Haley Rhodes, drives left side of the lane, takes it up over Flanagan, but can't get the shot to go, and the Leathernecks come away with the rebound. McCowan, try to crossover dribble and lost the handle, has to pass it back outside the arc to McDermott on the right side. Out straight away to Brownfield. Around to Flanagan, back to McCowan. Penetrates right angle, spin move, shot won't go. Rebound tapped back to McCowan. But a whistle and a call on McCowan for a personal foul on the rebound. That's her second.
In fairness, that wasn't a foul either. I'll be even on that one. Two players fighting for the rebound, neither in a particularly disadvantaged position. She shouldn't have got that one.
I will concur. McBride, the dribble between the circles to Charles near the right hash, back out top to Barnes. She gets it to McBride on the left wing. 51 seconds to play in the first half. 10 to shoot as Charles has the basketball. Drives right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Count the basket, and she's fouled. Veronica Charles forcing things, and it comes up roses for her this time. That foul will go on Allie Meadows. That's her second.
And up to this point, the officials have been letting a lot of contact go down there on those drives. It's really hurt the Eagles' offense because they really live by getting to the line, getting those shots into the paint.
Charles, first free throw, or only free throw, trying the and one. It rattles off, no good. Brownfield the rebound. She'll give it to Reed to work it the other way. Back to Brownfield, now to the top of the arc to Flanagan. Finds the cutting McDermott from the left side, but her shot is deflected by a Morehead State defender, and the Eagles come the other way. Less than a second between shot and game clocks as Charles passes out high left to Barnes. Out to Haley Rhodes and around to McBride near the right hash. Dribbles from hand to hand. 9 to play in the half. Charles, left wing, bounce pass out to McBride, fakes the three, back to Charles, catch and shoot three, left wing splash! And that's how the first half will come to an end. Wes Holland, you said the Eagles could really use a double-digit lead going to halftime. They've got it.
That was a big deal shot by Charles right there.
And after one half of play, it's Morehead State on top of Western Illinois at Western Hall, 30-16. We'll step out and come back with our halftime festivities right here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction, What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Holds Western Illinois scoreless over the final 3 minutes 24 seconds and goes on a 7-0 run to end the first half. And at halftime, it's Morehead State leading the Leathernecks of WIU by a count of 30-16. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, neither team shooting it well, but boy, oh boy, WIU, usually one of the best shooting teams in the conference, really struggling so far.
And not getting the shots that they normally take. So 21.4 three-point attempts per game, and they've had eight so far. They are one of eight, so that's not good, 12.5%. But, yeah, they're shooting 20% overall. MSU shooting 33.3. Good enough for the lead at this point when your opposition is shooting like that. But we talked about the bench being important for Western Illinois. Zero bench points for Western Illinois at the moment, and also zero extra possessions. Two things that were really crucial pieces for them to come out with a win against this Morehead team.
Another statistical problem for WIU as we look at the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. The Leathernecks had six offensive rebounds in that first half, but those translated into only two second chance points and some lost and missed opportunities there as well for WIU. But because of that, it's Morehead State with a 14-point halftime lead, 30-16. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then come back with a closer look at some of our halftime scoring and scores from around the OVC as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer at combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
A
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Asia, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
So MSU has started open group counseling sessions. Can you first just tell us how MSU identified a need for this type of service?
Yes, so as far as group counseling, we wanted to create a space for students to come and talk about their concerns, whether it be mental health, transitioning into college, and just any type of social concerns that they do have. We know that this is, you know, an opportunity for them to better themselves, and we want to, you know, create a space for them as far as just, you know, providing the resources that they need.
So these counseling sessions, they take place in ADEC. Can you set the room for us? What's this going to look like?
Yes, so it's going to be in the third floor. We are going to try to set it up maybe like a circle. We are going to facilitate this, but we want the students to have a say on how they want to set the mood. But initially, we're going to have it kind of in a circle setting. Of course, we're going to have snacks for them.
Nice.
But
always
again,
good.
Yes, we've got to have a snack. But again, just want to create that space for them.
And what kind of topics do you foresee? You say you're going to facilitate conversation. What kind of topics do you foresee covering?
Yes. So we are hoping, of course, mental health, any type of like anxiety, depression that a student may be experiencing, trauma. You know, sometimes we don't want to talk about trauma, so we're gonna try to make, you know, that space comfortable for students to talk about, you know, mental health, trauma, any, you know, anything that they may be experiencing right now.
And group counseling sessions can be beneficial. Finding somebody who you can relate to is also really helpful. But I imagine that sometimes these students will need one-on-one services, right?
Yes, that is correct. So the group, again, you know, support group, we're going to make it comfortable for the group. But if any student does identify that they need more services or individual services, we will have staff on board to get them connected to our office.
And these sessions are going on through the end of the spring semester. Any plans to continue them in the fall, if successful?
Yes. So we are hoping just to hear from the students to see if this is something that they want to continue. And then, yes, we will continue this on into the fall.
And as I understand it, students can join the group at any time.
Yes, that is correct.
And open to all MSU students?
All MSU students.
So are there differences between what, say, an undergraduate and a graduate student might bring to these discussions?
I would say not necessarily, just because of, you know, undergrad, you know, sometimes the age may be different, but I think, you know, we can also connect on experiences because we're, you know, some graduate students are on campus, so they can definitely connect with undergraduate students. And then also, you know, again, we all can connect on some of the topics that we may discuss. So like mental health concerns, you know, test anxiety, you know, just to get comfortable with being on campus.
And what times are this group meeting?
Yeah, so it's going to be Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m.
Asia, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Halftime at Western Hall. Morehead State leading Western Illinois 30-16. Tom Lewis, along with my partner, Wes Holland. We also appreciate our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin. Also appreciate Matt Schabert, our Director of Media Relations at Morehead State, pointed out that 20% shooting for Western Illinois is the second lowest of the season, given up in a half by Morehead State. The only one that was lower was against Davis and Elkins, a non-D1 team. So excellent defensive effort by Morehead State so far. Individually, as far as scoring goes, Morehead State being led so far by Veronica Charles, 11 points on 4 of 9 shooting. 7 points for Katie Novick, 5 for Soderland, 3 for Jaden Rhodes, and 2 apiece for Haley Rhodes and Hannah Hicks. And for Western Illinois, only 3 players scored points in the first half, led by their super freshman, Reagan McCowan, with 10 points, and then 3 apiece for Brownfield and for Meadows. Checking some other scores from around the OVC as we monitor the standings and this ever so tightly bunched crop vying for seeding going into the OVC tournament. At halftime in Nashville, it's Eastern Illinois decisively in control of Tennessee State, 45-26. Also at the half, it is Lindenwood leading UT Martin, 33-32. That would be a good win for Morehead State if Lindenwood could hold on there. Tennessee Tech leads SIUE 25-17 near the end of the first quarter. And in one game that's gone final, Little Rock, a winner at Southeast Missouri, 61-48. We'll take one more break and come back for our second half right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Before we begin our second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Morehead State leading 30-16 as we get set for the second half. Wes, if you're Morehead State, what do you got to do here?
If you're Morehead State, this is going to sound crazy considering you just held them to 16 points. You have got to close out on defense. You cannot allow the open shots because they will start hitting them at some point. They've only got two players that don't shoot over 30% from three.
Leatherneck start with the basketball. A nice entry pass to Reagan McCowan, but she misses the layup trying to go to the opposite side of the rim. And Morehead State the rebound. Novick to Charles near the left hash, just in front of Coach Kayla Petrie. Rotates into the lane, gets it off to Blessing King, but a foul called on Charles for running over a defender down low. Bang, bang call, but that will go against V, and that's number three on her.
Yeah, V knew it too.
So here come the Leathernecks. Meadows with the basketball, passes out top to Brownfield. Gives it up to McCowan, misses her second shot of the second half. And a foul on Western Illinois on the rebound try, and I believe that's going to go against their big gal, Alyssa Dens. That's number one on her.
Two very quick fouls in the second half now up to this point, Tom. That's a lot different than what we saw in the first half.
So Morehead State with the leather. Charles will bring it into the front court, angles near the left hash, dribbles around her back, gets into the lane, scoops it up, way off the mark. Rebound deflected out of bounds, last touched by WIU. Morehead State will keep it. 19 on the shot clock.
Oh, Blessing King did a great job selling that that was off on Western Illinois.
Inbounds comes to King. Left side, gets it out to Novick, right at the left hash. Gets around one defender. Tried to get in against Dens, could not. Retreats to the elbow and then out to Haley Rhodes. Now to Soderlund. She'll curl into the lane. Kicks it back out to Haley Rhodes, who hands it off to King. Drives the right angle, puts it up and through. Nicely done as she took it right at Dens. 32-16 Eagles. Meadows brings it into the front court, gives it to McCowan. She'll scoop it back outside to Brownfield between the rings. Passes left wing to Dietz. Tried to get it to McCowan at the top of the key. Passes up the jumper, drives, scoops it up. No good, and a foul on Morehead State's Haley Rhodes trying to defend.
And this will be interesting. Let's see if that's called on the other side of the court as well on those drives. You know, they really didn't call a lot of those on the penetration in the first half. Maybe this is intentional by the crew.
You can tell McCowan, the super senior, trying to take matters into her hands. Three field goal attempts already here in the third quarter for her. Two officially, and then she was fouled on the third, and she'll make the first free throw and one more to come. 32-17 WIU, 8:27 to play third quarter. McCowan eyes, fires, and makes.
Well, she currently has 12 of their 18 points for the game.
She has scored in double figures in all but one game this season. Had 24 the first time these two teams met. And she didn't score in the first quarter in that game.
It's incredible.
Yep. Novick crosses midcourt, hands it off to Charles at the logo. She'll back up a couple of steps and then pass left hash to Novick. Holds the ball, now dribbles and curls to the free throw line. Kicks it near corner to Soderlund, out to Charles, back to Novick. Left point three, got it. Katie Novick had plenty of time, got set, and found nothing but the bottom of the net. Novick now into double figures with 10, and Morehead State up 35-18, its largest lead. WIU basketball. Dens has it, gets it to Dietz on the left side. Dribbles back up the arc, and we've got a whistle away from the basketball and a foul on Morehead State. That will go against Hannah Hicks, her first. 7:47 to play, quarter number three. Eagles already with three fouls in the quarter. Inbounds comes out top to Dens. She'll get it to Meadows. Floats it down to the low block, extended to McCowan. Goes up and over King. Shot off the back of the iron a couple of times. No, but she got her own miss. She'll try it again. This time it crawls over the net, the rim. And a fight on the floor for the rebound and a tie-up. Morehead State will continue to defend as Western Illinois keeps the ball.
The Eagles absolutely need to take them to the mat right now. They cannot allow them to get these multiple shot opportunities.
Excuse me, it's Morehead State ball. The graphic had not changed appropriately. And so Eagle basketball, Charles brings it into the front court. Passes out high left to Novick, gets it to King near the left corner, back out to Novick. Skip pass near corner to Soderlund, out to Charles. She'll drive into the lane, tried the bounce pass to Hicks, but nicely defended by Dens, who takes it away and gets it to Brownfield. Now back to Dens, who gives it to the curling Meadows at the top of the arc. To Dens, high right. Bounce pass, low block to McCowan. Step back jumper off the glass and through. McCowan now with 14 points. and it's 35-20 Morehead State.
There's not much you can do against that as a defender. That was a great move.
Jab step, then the step back to get the space, and right on the mark with the shot. Soderlund with the basketball, gets it to King on the right point, and has it stripped away from her by Brownfield. Coming up with the basketball is Dietz. Ahead to McCallum, misses the shot, hits the rebound for MSU. To Novick, up the right side into the front court. Pounds the dribble, now floats back between the circles, passes it to Charles, around to Soderlund in the far corner. Three-pointer off the neck of the iron, no. Blessing King went up for the rebound, but lost the handle as she went to the floor. Here comes WIU. Three-point try by McCallum, off the mark, no good. And the rebound batted out of bounds off of the Leathernecks. Morehead State will have the ball.
And that was a break for the Eagles right there. I mean, the Leathernecks had their hands on that ball. That could have been another offensive rebound and putback.
So 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Morehead State nursing a 15-point lead as Charles brings it into the front court. To Novick, to Soderlund, back to Novick, left wing, out to King, and around the horn to Charles. Now to Novick. Hesitates, drives to the elbow, gives it up to Hicks. She'll take it down the right side of the lane, scoops it up, too short, no good. And Dietz the rebound for WIU. She'll bring it into the front court herself. Now to Meadows, out straight away to Brownfield. Feeds the low post to Denz, working against Hicks. Kicks it back out top to McCallum, catch and shoot three. Way off the mark to the left. A tie up on the rebound. And it should be WIU ball this time.
That's as good as an offensive rebound on that one.
Mm-hmm. WIU 7 for 38 shooting the ball in this game, 18%.
Wow. There's not much else you can say
about
that.
They were shooting 20% at halftime, so even worse since coming out of the locker room. Skylar Barnes back on the floor for Morehead State, replacing Soderlund. And the Leathernecks prepare to inbound baseline.
Or
and it looks
not.
Like we've got a timeout. And I'm not sure who called it. Looks like Morehead State wants the timeout. And that should extend to a media, so we'll step away. 5:27 to play in the third quarter. Morehead State leading Western Illinois 35-20 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back as Morehead State takes on Western Illinois at Western Hall in Macomb, Illinois. And the Eagles getting the better of it so far, up 35-20. 5:27 to play in quarter number three. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, again, it looks like the maintenance crew at Western Hall forgot to take the lid off of the Leathernecks basket.
And they switched it at halftime, too, apparently, because they still can't hit a shot. 10% from three, 20% overall. That's painful. You can't win many games like that.
Leathernecks have it as we resume action. McCowan gets the inbounds pass. Turnaround in the lane from about 8 feet. Bottom of the net, 35-22, Morehead State.
It's a good answer right there.
McCowan now with 16 of her team's 22 points. McBride passes back outside to Jaden Rhodes. Back to McBride. Bounce pass into the near corner. Three-point try by Skylar Barnes. Too strong, but Novick gets the carom on the back side. Gets it back out to McBride to reset. To Novick on the right point. To McBride. Far corner to Jaden Rhodes. She'll try another three. This one off the mark, no good. But Morehead State, another offensive rebound as Novick gets it into the hands of King.
The point guard with two big offensive rebounds to keep these possessions alive.
Now McBride called for a travel.
Oh.
Wanted to penetrate, took another step.
And also, I mean, there's three possessions worth of shot clock that they were able to run off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's not the fourth quarter, but when you got a 17-point lead, you do want to shorten the game.
And now a media timeout. And so we'll step out again. 4:35 to go. Quarter number three. Morehead State up on Western Illinois, 35-22 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
We'd like to invite you to come and see us and save during Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale going on this week at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, DA oil and hydraulic fluid, as well as Antler Builder Essentials mineral. Save money now through Saturday on the items you need around the farm this spring during the big sale, Hinton Mills' Annual Seed Day Sale. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh, lean, store ground beef from Chuck is specially priced at just $4.49 a pound. Honeycrisp apples, only $1.49 a pound. Jumbo sweet onions are just $1.29 a pound. And two large 59-ounce cartons of Our Family orange juice, they're only $7. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
To play in quarter number three in Macomb, Illinois, and Morehead State's women enjoying a 35-22 advantage over the Leathernecks of Western Illinois, the team in its first year in the Ohio Valley Conference. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, Morehead State continuing to be the beneficiary of some ice-cold WIU shooting, but Reagan McCowan starting to heat up just a little bit for the Leathernecks.
And she's trying to play a lot more aggressive. She's going at the hole much more than she was in the first half.
Meadows with the basketball for the Leathernecks. Backs it outside the arc. Floats around the top of the arc and hands it off out top to Brownfield. She'll drive the lane, scoops it up. No good. Jaden Rhodes the rebound, but Brownfield comes in from behind to try to take the ball away. And a foul called on Jaden Rhodes.
Oh,
I believe.
It's looking that way. I'm not sure how that happened.
Blessing King called for the personal.
Oh.
Bounce pass comes to Meadows on the inbounds, but she misses the scoop shot. Haley Rhodes the rebound. Gets it ahead to Charles. Comes the other way in a hurry. Kicks to Soderlund. Fakes the three. Gets it to Charles in the far corner. Her three-pointer rims off no good. Out of bounds off of MSU.
And, Tom, this game is becoming even more important the farther it goes in because it does not look like the Eagles are going to get any help. Eastern Illinois winning. UT Martin winning. Tennessee Tech winning. Little Rock already won so far.
Those are all teams currently above Morehead State in this very tightly contested OVC race. We mentioned last Thursday night, Morehead State was in a tie for second. They come into this game and all alone in sixth. At the free throw line for WIU, Jasmine Nichols, first free throw up and off to the right. No good. Nichols, a 6'1 junior from Oxnard, California.
Yeah, every team has a game where they wish they could just stop it about halfway through and go home, take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Nichols finds the range on the second. 35-23 Morehead State. 4 minutes and a tick left in the third.
And this is definitely that game for Western Illinois. Yeah. They're like, can we just stop this now? I mean, we're going to shoot 18%. Let's not do this anymore.
Full court pressure for the first time tonight by WIU, and it nearly pays off, but Charles able to gather the ball back in, passes it across the timeline just before the 10-second mark to Soderlund, to Hayes, back out to Charles. 14 on the shot clock as Charles backs it out near the Leatherneck logo. Gets it to Hicks on the left point. Bullet pass down low to Haley Rhodes. Count the basket, and she's fouled. And what a find by Hannah Hicks, Wes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, slid that pass between two defenders. Great awareness. And the finish by Haley.
Strong.
And now that you've mentioned the giant inflatable neon yellow dog in the corner of the arena, I can't unsee it. That's all I see every single time they
go
to this shot.
It's about three stories tall. Rhodes gets the friendly roll on the free throw. Give her the and one and give Morehead State a 15-point lead. Meadows near the right hash gets it out top to McCowan, around to McDermott. She'll rotate around the top of the arc, passes to Brownfield on the left point, scoops it to McCowan just outside the arc, penetrates against Haley Rhodes, but has her pocket picked by Novick the other way. 2-on-2 up with the left hand off the glass and through. Katie Novick with 12 points now. Morehead State up 40-23, but on the other end in transition, the Leathernecks find the range as Nichols lays it up and through. Morehead State quickly the other way. Haley Rhodes gets the dance and the basket.
This is the 90s Arkansas Razorbacks
watching
here.
Loyola Marymount. Brownfield across the lane to McCowan. Jumper from about 12 feet, no good. Hannah Hicks, a good box out with the rebound for Morehead State. The pass ahead to Charles. She'll stop at the top of the arc and back it out high left. Eagles with the 17-point advantage, under 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Charles around a Hicks screen. Can't get away from Meadows, though, and gets it to Haley Rhodes. Now to Novick. She'll drive left angle, floats it up off the glass, no good. But a foul call on WIU. That will go on Mallory McDermott.
My goodness.
Morehead State will inbound on the far sideline near the hash.
Single-digit made field goals. And we are almost out of the third quarter.
Wow. Novick has it at the left hash. Passes out of a double team into the corner to Haley Rhodes. To Hicks at the left elbow. She'll drive the lane, scoops it up, no good. And the rebound to Dietz for WIU. Out to Flores. Kicks it underneath to Nichols. She can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Back to MSU. Turnover number 12 now on the Leathernecks.
And we are starting to see, you know, some of those different bench players in this game playing significant minutes for Western Illinois.
It's kind of like Morehead State two nights ago against Southern Indiana, where Coach Kayla Petrie started playing some of her reserves more, and they rewarded her with some quality minutes. I think J.D. Gravina is just looking for something.
That's what I was going to say. He's looking for any answer at the moment.
Novick with the basketball, and she is actually, I believe it's an offensive foul for Hicks, setting an illegal screen, moving with a screen.
And you do. You mix and match your lineup sometimes, looking for just the right click between your players, especially when you start getting desperate. Well, you got very little to lose. You just put them out there and see what you can get that works together.
Here comes WIU. Nichols with the ball at the head of the arc. To Dietz, into the near corner, to Flores, fakes the three, drives the angle, kicks straight away to Meadows, who finds the range from three and makes it 42-28, Morehead State. Novick directs traffic, standing near the left hash for the Eagles. Gets a screen from Michaela Hall, now into the far corner to Haley Rhodes, back out to Novick, thought about the long three, instead passes back to Rhodes. Drives the angle, kicks to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three. A little too short off the front of the iron, no. And the rebound to WIU. It's McDermott. She gets it to Dietz. Drives left baseline. Misses the scoop shot. Blocked by Hall, but a blocking foul also on Michaela Hall.
Yeah, maybe we get a little different outcome on that last possession if Tilly hadn't had a hard time handling that pass. Defender closed in on her, made her rush it just a little bit.
They actually got Matilda Soderlund with the reach in. Could have gone against either her or Hall. But Soderlund will pick up her first foul. And that will put Anna Dietz at the free throw line, averaging about 14 points on the season and an outstanding free throw shooter. 86% on the year. Makes the first. Second one in the air and good. 42-30 MSU, under a minute to play in the third as McBride works the right side of the floor and comes across midcourt. Out to Hall, to Charles at the left hash. Gets a screen from Hall, pull-up jumper inside the key, rattles in and out. Was about halfway down and came out. Flores the rebound, ahead to Dietz. Gets cut off by McBride on the left side and gets it back to Flores. Floats it down low, gets it to Nichols. She lays it up and in. Soderlund tried to offer some backside help, but too much of a size advantage there for Nichols. Eagles can play for the last shot. They've got the 10-point lead with 8 seconds to go in the third. McBride around the top of the arc drives, has her shot attempt swatted away with authority, but it's right to Soderlund. She gets off a shot. It's no good. And it looks like a turnover on Morehead State's Matilda Soderlund, I assume for a travel before that shot attempt. 0.4 of a second left. The Leathernecks will just inbound and let the third quarter come to an end. Three quarters down, one to go in Macomb, Illinois, and Morehead State right now leads the homestanding Leathernecks of Western Illinois 42-32. Back with our final stanza here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Thank you.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
42-32, Morehead State leads Western Illinois through three quarters. In Macomb, Illinois, the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. I'm Tom, he's Wes. Wes, we talking there during the break, and a 10-point lead, but knowing this Western Illinois club, they don't give up, and they have shot well below what they've shown their ability to be all season long. You can't put this one in the bag quite yet for Morehead State.
Right. You're looking at a lot of really good shooters, 35 to 40% shooters. They're 0 for 1, 0 for 1, 0 for 3, 1 for 4. And if any of them light up, if they get confident, get open.
Eagles have the ball to start quarter number four. Veronica Charles got penetration, missed the shot. Haley Rhodes off the mark with her putback. And then Dietz knifes in for the rebound. Ahead to Hall. Drives. Her shot blocked. Was that Novick?
Yes, it was.
Hall just got no... Reed just got novicted.
Been waiting on that one.
Yeah, I didn't sell it very well, though. Yeah. We'll try again later. Hopefully there'll be another opportunity. 42-32, Morehead State the lead, and Eagles get the ball back. Charles across midcourt, picked up by Reed, gives it to the curling Novick, drives right side of the lane, kicks to Soderlund, pull-up jumper from 14, a little too strong, fight for the rebound, and it's Dietz who comes away with it, and she's knocked to the floor by Veronica Charles, who just picked up her fourth personal foul. Less than a minute into the fourth quarter.
Those back-to-back missed layups right there on that last possession, that breaks your heart. You need that space. Got to create that space to make sure somebody doesn't get hot and just hit three-pointers and put them back in this game.
Charles will go to the bench for Morehead State. Blessing King will check back in for the Eagles. Blessing's played only 20 minutes tonight. Reed with the ball. Hands it off to Flores between the circles. Passes near side to Dietz. Out straight away to Dins. Launches a three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron. Too strong. Hall the rebound for Morehead State. To Haley Rhodes. Ahead to Novick. Skip pass to Soderlund on the left side. She'll come back out top to Novick, who dribbles over near the left hash. Guarded by McDermott. Gets around her. Goes up against Flores. Flores blocks Novick's shot. And on the break, here comes WIU. McDermott behind everybody, lays it up and through.
And again, look, as rough as they've shot, this is an 8-point game right now, Tom.
42-34, and Coach Kayla Petrie calls an early timeout here in the fourth quarter.
She's seen enough.
8:33 to play in the final stanza. Morehead State still with the 8-point lead, but the Leathernecks not going away. We'll take a break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news.
There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
42-34, Moorhead State leading at Western Illinois with about 8.5 minutes left in the final quarter of our women's game. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, we were talking about Reagan McCowan and how much of an impact she has made as a freshman with this leatherneck lineup. She's got 16 of their 34 points tonight. But you know, looking at their roster, they have relied very, very little on the transfer portal, and that is very much against the grain in today's game.
And exactly the opposite method that Coach Petrie has taken with the Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles have the ball as we resume. Haley Rhodes with it. Gets cut off, tries again, kicks it into the corner to Soderlund. Back to Haley Rhodes, drives the baseline left side, high off the glass, dances and falls. Back to a double-digit advantage for the Eagles, 44-34. But again, MSU slow to get back defensively. And again, it's McDermott getting down the court in a hurry, putting it up and through, and she's fouled. That foul will go against Michaela Hall, her first.
And that's the way to up your field goal percentage. Get down early, early offense, right over the top. Easy buckets.
Fast break points, 9-3 in favor of the Leathernecks now. And McDermott at the free throw line, where she's a 91% free throw shooter, but misses the and one here.
Thank you, Tom.
Blessing came. The rebound for Moorhead State gets it to Novick.
You hadn't even said it yet, but you were thinking it. You were thinking it. That's where the jinx came from.
Soderlund now to Jaden Rhodes on the right point, hands it to her twin, Haley. Jaden sets a screen. Haley drives the right side, has the ball tapped away from behind by McDermott, off of Haley's leg, out of bounds, and a Moorhead State turnover.
That's a good call, and I do not like the energy that we are seeing right now from Western Illinois. They have come out to fight these last eight minutes.
Reed underhands it to Denz, floats it inside to Nichols, lost the handle but tracks it down out to the left elbow extended to Flores, out to Reed to reset, 13 to shoot, 7.5 to play in the fourth. Now McDermott drives the right side of the lane, scoops it up, no good, but she's fouled by Haley Rhodes in the process. And McDermott will go back to the line for two more freebies. McDermott has been quite a force off the bench for Coach J.D. Gravina. In games where she's made at least three trays this season, the Leathernecks are 7-2. She makes the first free throw here. Now, if you're Moorhead State, you're thankful that McDermott has made only one three-pointer so far tonight. Second free throw also on the money. And it's back to a two-possession game, 44-38.
And this is an interesting choice by Gravina. You'll notice that McCowan's not out there.
Yeah, true.
And I think it makes it harder on the Eagles.
Haley Rhodes splits defenders beautifully but misses the layup. Nichols the rebound. She did everything right except finish. Reed in a hurry to Flores. Catch and shoot left wing three. Banks it in, and we're back to a three-point ball game with 7 minutes to go. 44-41 Eagles. Novick stops in the center circle with her dribble. Gets a screen from King. Works it to the right point. Now around the top of the arc. Far corner to Soderlund. Wide open three. And it wedges between the rim and the backboard. And that will go to Western Illinois as a jump ball.
And what I mean by that, because I know I sound like crazy guys saying, hey, how can they be better without their best player out there? I'm not saying that Western Illinois is better. I'm saying that the Eagles, you can tell tonight the defense has been built to let everybody else take, or let McCowan get her points and shut everybody else down. right? Because it's work. Nobody's even close to double figures outside of McCown. And so now when you take that focus away from the defense, they're having a hard time adjusting to it.
Nichols gets it to the cutting McDermott. Cutting from the right side. Again, she gets the layup, but it will not fall. But she does get fouled again. And we'll go back to the line. Katie Novick called for just her first personal. And it was a good call as we look at the replay. Reaching a little bit with the arms. So with McCowan on the bench, it's McDermott trying to step in and fill that void. And she just reached double figures with her 10th point on that made free throw. Give her 11. 5'8 senior from Fairfax, Iowa. Cuts it to a one-point game. Morehead State the lead and the ball. Charles floats it to King between the rings. Puts down a couple of dribbles. Hands it off to Soderlund on the right wing. Charles comes around to take it. Drives right baseline. Has her shot attempt blocked, but she draws contact. And V will go back to the line for foul shots.
That is really important. Get this team back on track. She forced the issue. She went right at the bigs. And, of course, I mean, we make fun of her stature occasionally on that because it looks like she's in there with a whole bunch of trees.
V hits the first free throw. Gives her 12 points tonight. She's 3 of 4 from the stripe so far. Also has a couple of assists and a couple of steals. Second free throw. Rolls and falls. 46-43 Morehead State. Eagles extend the defensive pressure a bit, but Reed easily across midcourt. Now settles down between the circles, has her pass to Dietz, almost deflected away by Novick. Back to Reed, floats it down to Nichols, misses the layup, got behind King, but overshot the layup, and Morehead State clears the boards. Charles, crossover dribble against Reed, step back jumper, left of the lane, got it. Nice little fadeaway by Veronica Charles, and it moves the Morehead State lead back out to 5. And Western Illinois wants a timeout.
Just when you need her the most, she's coming through, forcing that drive, getting to the free throw line. Everybody backed off on that next drive, and she just takes the wide open mid-range jumper and sinks it.
15 points now for Charles on the night, 5 of 14. She has scored in double digits in 12 of the last 13 games. Make it 13 of the last 14 now, counting tonight. The only game in OVC play where she's not scored in double figures was Tuesday against Southern Indiana. But she has stepped it back up beautifully, especially here in the last few minutes.
Absolutely. And that backcourt tandem together, Charles and Novick, nearly at 27 points. 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals between that backcourt.
So the Leathernecks with the ball, down 5. Reed floats it to Nichols at the head of the key. Guarded closely by King, puts down a couple of dribbles, bounce pass to McDermott. Works in against Soderlund, misses the shot, but again, McDermott able to draw contact and go to the line. Soderlund with her second foul. And Western Illinois will be in the bonus the rest of the way. McDermott's first free throw, perfect. 48-44 MSU.
And they were very intentional about getting that matchup of McDermott on Soderlund, if you watch that offensive possession.
McDermott cans the second, give her 13 points on the night. And Morehead State's lead cut back to 3 as Novick crosses the midcourt stripe, works it to the left, or right wing, excuse me. Now hands it off to Rhodes. Driving in against McDermott. Lays it high off the window. Rolls and will not fall. And McDermott slices in for the rebound. To Flores. Tries to throw over the top of the Morehead State defense. But Blessing King got back beautifully and deflected it out of bounds. Prevented a Nichols layup attempt. 5:11 left in this one in a three-point game. Western Illinois down but with the ball. Inbounds floated out top. McDermott tracks it down near the sideline and gets it to Dietz. Working in against Soderlund. Goes to the floor. No call. Nichols with it in the lane. Kicks it back out to Reed. In a double team. Has it knocked away. Charles and Novick combine for the steals. King comes up with it and gives it to Charles. Underhands it to Rhodes. Out to Novick to settle things back down. Works left side, hands it off there to Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble. Kicks it to Novick. Three-pointer left side. Air ball. I'm not sure if that ball was deflected in the air or not. Reed now working the left side. Gets it to Dietz. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. No, but nobody blocks out Flores, who comes up with the rebound. Out to Nichols. Tries to drive against Rhodes. Gets it to Flores. Left wing three. Got it. Tie ball game. 48-48, 4:18 to go.
And just like that, we're back to even. What we were talking about, you could not take the chance that they were going to get hot.
Eagles led by as many as 17 points in the third quarter. And now we are back to all square with 4:08 remaining. And Morehead State will call another timeout.
I feel like we're being Little Rocked.
Little bit. Referring back to just a week ago when Morehead State got down double digits and came back with an improbable come-from-behind victory against Joe Foley's crew.
I believe that was even a 17-point lead.
I think it was right on it. But 4:08 remaining, a lot can still happen here. But we said we knew Western Illinois would not go away. It's just not in their DNA, and they're too good a shooting team to be ice cold all night.
They are, and McDermott, what a performance in this fourth quarter, making sure that she was in the post, that she was forcing the issue down low. She's gotten the fouls. Great free throw shooter, so she's getting points at the line. And then that three by Flores, man, that hurt. And you can tell. The Eagles don't have that North Star that they had when McCowan was in there.
Well, and the other thing is McDermott, what she's done runs totally counter to the scouting report, too. Coming into this game on the year, 196 shot attempts, 121 of those were outside the three-point line. What she's doing here in the second half is at all down on that low block.
Right. The game scout did not say goes downhill and posts up.
No. Eagle basketball as we resume. Charles floats it to Rhodes. Around to the right point to Skylar Barnes. Working against Flores, and now the Leathernecks in a bit of a matchup 2-3 zone. Charles step back three-pointer off the front of the iron. Crawls over the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touched by the Leathernecks. Morehead State gets a break.
Good defensive possession there by Western Illinois. They forced a bad shot. They got the miss. Just couldn't keep it inbounds.
Comes into King, who gives it up to Charles. Shot clock reset to 20. Charles drives to the left elbow, gets cut off, gets it out to Soderlund. Takes a step to her left, now to Haley Rhodes. Jab step once, twice, crosses over against Flores, tries to take it up and gets fouled. Flores called for the personal. Rhodes will go to the line for two shots. Haley Rhodes continuing to play good aggressive basketball, one-on-one in isolation. Haley's first free throw up, count it. Eagles go back up by one with 3:34 to play.
And with 3.5 minutes left, every single point is big.
Second one, also good. 50-48, Morehead State.
But like I said, coming out of halftime, really the defense is going to be the most important on these last few possessions for the Eagles.
Flores with the basketball between the rings, one-handed pass to Reed. She'll drive right angle. Gets cut off by Charles, gets it to Dietz in the lane. Bodies flying everywhere, and a foul call on Skylar Barnes of Morehead State will put Dietz at the free throw line.
And Skylar was definitely not set.
Nope. That could have been a flop as well. So Anna Dietz hits the first. 86% free throw shooter coming in. It's a one-point ball game. One more free throw to come. Rims in and out. King goes high for the rebound to Charles. Eagles up one, 3:14 to play. Charles to the free throw line, out to Barnes. She'll take it into the lane, has it smacked out of her hands, and Nichols comes away with the loose ball. To Reed, cross court to Flores on the left wing. Stop and pop from three, air ball. And Morehead State will get the basketball. Not sure what the call was on the far side.
Did they say that she was touching the ball while standing out of bounds?
May have.
On that? Because if not, that was a walk when she slid across the floor with the ball in her belly.
Yeah. Just making sure there wasn't a foul, and it does not appear there was. So Morehead State ball up by one. Charles comes around a high screen, drives the lane, high off the window, too strong, and the rebound tracked down in the far corner by Western Illinois. And now Flores will bring it across midcourt. Behind the back dribble to get by Novick. Pull up jumper from 12 off the neck of the iron. No, and Charles, a rebound for Morehead State. Veronica now with four rebounds on the night. Gets it to Novick at the left hash, and she'll hand it right back to Charles, talking to Coach Kayla Petrie near the Morehead State bench. King comes out to set a high screen. Charles goes around it, stop and pop from the right elbow. Couldn't get the roll. Rebound corralled by Reed. She'll come the other way up the right side of the floor and then angle between the circles. Floats it inside to Nichols. But we've got a foul call on Nichols down low trying to get position.
Oh, that's a tough call if you're Nichols right there.
That's been going on pretty much the entire game and hasn't been called.
No. It's very interesting going forward. I wonder how long Gravina is going to leave McCown on the bench.
Charles crosses midcourt, floats over near Coach Kayla Petrie at the Morehead State bench. Now to King between the rings. One dribble, gets it back to Charles. She'll stop and pop from 18 and got it. Veronica Charles with 17 points now. And Morehead State up by three. Reed gets it to Dietz. To McDermott. She'll drive to the free throw line. Gets cut off. Tries again. Right side of the lane. Off the glass and through. McDermott has taken charge here in the second half. Up to 15 points. And it's back to a one-point advantage for Morehead State as Charles crosses midcourt. 1:20 to play. This one is going right down to the wire. Charles again gets a screen from King. Hesitates, drives right side of the lane, jump stop, has her shot blocked, but got it back. Now to Soderlund, five to shoot. Soderlund right wing, three, got it! 55-51, Morehead State with right at 1 minute to play.
My goodness, how important and big was that shot.
Reed with the basketball, top of the arc, gets it to Flores, fakes the three, drives the lane, gets it to Nichols off the right angle, lays it up and through. 55-53, the Eagles lead, and Western Illinois calls a timeout with 46.4 seconds remaining in regulation.
And Dilly hit that with a hand in her face. That was a really high degree of difficulty on that shot.
Matilda was 5 of 10 from three-point range two nights ago. She's 2 of 7 from 3 tonight and has 8 points for the Eagles along with 3 rebounds. Got her third start of the year tonight. Earned it with that effort with 23 points against Southern Indiana on Tuesday. And she has come up big, and none bigger than that last shot she hit to put Morehead State up by 5.
This is not even a game if McDermott does not just take over the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to bury the headline. All credit to her. I think she came into this quarter with 3 points. Now she's at 15.
I'm with you, partner. We have not seen Reagan McCowan in forever and a day. And I don't know if that's a decision just by Coach J.D. Gravina feeling like he was getting a better matchup without her on the floor, or perhaps an injury issue. We don't know. We're calling the game remotely, and so we're limited on what we can see and hear.
Yeah, I saw her up jumping around, cheering, clapping for her teammates. I don't think it's anything too serious if it's an injury. But yeah, I think they were going into the fourth quarter saying, man, maybe we just put everybody in and run out the rest of this clock in the game. And guess what? They weren't okay with that. So once they caught fire, once they got going the right direction, maybe it's, hey, let's let them go. Let's see if they can finish this thing out.
Eagles have the basketball. It's inbounded to Veronica Charles. 2-point lead, 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter as Charles dribbles outside the left hash, guarded loosely by Reed. 16 to shoot. Charles still with the standing dribble. Eagles overload to the left side of the floor as Charles now takes it inside the top of the key. Pull-up jumper is an air ball, It will go out of bounds. Nobody touched it after it left Charles's hands.
Boy, I can't imagine an isolated, contested mid-range jumper from just inside the three-point line is what they were looking for on that possession.
No. They had something in mind, you could tell, but that, I'm sure, was not it. Full court pressure, 16 seconds to go as Reed comes across midcourt, guarded by Charles. Turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. Charles up high for the rebound, trying to get up the left sideline, and she's fouled and will go to the free throw line.
And they couldn't catch her to foul. They wanted to foul her so bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Chased four of them, chased her down the court to get that foul.
Probably the smallest player on the floor with six rebounds tonight, and that one leads to foul shots. Well, they're signaling that it's an inbound. I thought that was the fifth personal on the Leathernecks.
Oh, it's showing
us four. Inbounds comes to King. She'll give it to Charles, and a whistle and another foul. And this one will go on Jasmine Nichols. That's her third, and now Morehead State into the bonus.
The Leathernecks probably wish that was the fifth foul. That's three more seconds off the clock.
Yep, 4.9 seconds to go. Two-point Morehead State lead as Charles goes to the line. Skylar Barnes replaces Soderlund for defensive purposes. Charles, first free throw, got it. Three-point lead. This one is huge. Would make it a two-score game.
This one's what, Tom?
Huge.
Huge?
Huge.
All right. It is. I agree. Let's get this, V.
And she did not. Rims off. Jasmine Nichols the rebound. And a timeout immediately called by Western Illinois with 4.6 seconds to go. Plenty of time to get off a shot.
Oh, 4.6 is more than enough time. You get a full play. You might even get one or two passes in there, depending on how well and clean they get open.
They'll get to advance the ball as well.
Exactly.
Get to inbound in the front court.
That's why that's a ton of time, is when you get to advance the ball, you don't have to bring it up to court. I mean, really, you a lot of times what's interesting, I hope I'm not right, but the person who inbounds the ball is very often ignored on that play, especially with a very short clock like this. It's not uncommon to see them pop out as soon as they throw the ball in, receive the pass, take the shot. Let's see who's throwing it in.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting thing to watch. You know, if it's McDermott or Flores, you know, one of those three-point shooters.
Looks like it will be Flores. So, yes, a potential three-point shooter triggering. She's face-guarded by Rhodes, floats it to the far side of the floor to Nichols. Back out to McDermott, whose three-point try is blocked by Novick. McDermott got novicted with 1.7 seconds to go. And Western Illinois will get the ball back.
And there you go. You nailed it that time, Tom.
Beautifully blocked on the perimeter by Katie Novick as McDermott tried to get that three-point try off and could not.
And as a coach that scares you to death when they're going up for that block, thinking they might foul on a three-pointer with a three-point lead. Terrifying.
1.7 seconds remaining in this ball game as Western Illinois takes its fourth timeout to set up what they hope will be a game-tying play and send this to overtime.
And completely different possession for Western Illinois now. The whoever gets the ball first is going to have to be the shooter.
Scooting back some of the seats along the WIU bench to give the inbounder a little more room to work with. Again, it will be Flores who will trigger. Morehead State slowly breaking its defensive huddle. Finally come into the WIU offensive end, trying to defend and seal this victory. Flores looking, gets it into Dietz, quickly turns around, shoots, and is fouled.
Oh, no.
Three-point try by Dietz. It would have been a desperation heave. Shot, or the game clock showing zeros. But it looks like Dietz will get three free throws.
Barnes got under.
It was Skylar Barnes. Yep.
It's a good call. It's a good call.
Anna Dietz, an 86% free throw shooter. I'm sure the officials will look at the monitor to see if any time needs to go back on the clock. As it stands, we are at zero, which means Dietz would be at the line all by herself trying to hit all three to extend this game.
If you're an Eagle, that is such a painful mental error right there. Good call, but you cannot be at the shooter's feet on a shot like that. She was falling out of bounds sideways. Yeah. I mean, that's not going in.
No. No. Should not have been close.
And kudos to the officials, though. Big-time moment in the game, important game, and they are going to look at it and make sure they got it right. I think they do come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I think this is more about what time, if any, should be put back on the game clock.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
Whew. If you're Morehead State, you hope nothing goes back on the clock. But 0.8 seconds put back on. Oh, my goodness. That's an awful lot of time. It seemed like an awful lot happened in less than a second, if that's the case, because there was 1.7 seconds showing before that last ball was inbounded. And so they're saying that Dietz got off the shot and Barnes undercutter in under a second.
Right. That's
she had to field the inbounds pass, turn around. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's tough.
God forbid the potential for a putback should Dietz miss the last free throw. First one up. It's good. Two-point game. 56-54 Morehead State. Dietz with two more free throws to try to tie this.
Is this the day we set the overtime record, Tom?
It could be. Second one good. I hope not. But it could be. One-point game. Third free throw. Perfect. 0.8 of a second to go. Inbounded to Novick.
Boy, those are some clutch free throws right there by Dietz.
And it looks like Morehead State called a timeout. And we'll try, as they'll get to inbound in their offensive end, to pull off a miracle shot to win this in regulation. 56-56. And Morehead State with one last gasp of a chance to win this before we go to overtime.
So this is definitely a heave. You do have a catch-and-shoot opportunity. It doesn't have to be a tip. I think we've talked about that several times over the last three or four games here.
Look at what happened on the other end with Dietz in 0.9 of a second, threw one up and got fouled. So.
Apparently, yeah. So this is, they do have, if they can field it clean, you can get a jump shot off.
Novick will trigger. Soderlund and Charles on the floor. Charles gets it.
Can't
get the shot off, and we are going to overtime. She hit a bank shot after the time had expired, but that won't count. Put five more minutes on the clock, and we're going to play some extra basketball. 56-56 at the end of regulation. Morehead State and Western Illinois. Back with our overtime after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morgan.
Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Home, Illinois. Morehead State wins the opening tip of overtime. Charles, pull-up jumper, right elbow, got it. And Morehead State goes back up by two with the first basket of extra time. Western Illinois basketball. Dietz pounds the dribble on the right point. Gives it up to McDermott. Guarded by Soderlund as she floats over to the right hash. Outside to Reed. Gives it up to the curling Dietz. Works in against Novick. Lays it up. No good, but Katie Novick's going to be called for the body foul, and that's going to put Dietz back at the line.
Boy, that's... I don't know. That's a tough call.
Yeah.
That's a tough call right there.
She stayed pretty vertical.
She did.
Dietz, who got us to this point of overtime by hitting three free throws with 0.8 of a second to go, makes the first of two here.
For a second straight game, though, Novick's done a great job of not fouling.
She has
two fouls on the game.
Free throw again good by Dietz. Give her 8 points, all from the free throw stripe tonight. And it's a tie ball game with 4:13 to go in overtime.
And again, still no McCallum.
Charles, standing dribble. Now gets around a screen, drives left side, kicks far corner to Novick, catch and shoot, three, bottom of the net. Eagles, back up by three, 61-58.
My goodness, confidence stepping into that three was Katie Novick.
Novick now with 15 points. She's 3 of 4 from deep. McDermott with the basketball at the top of the arc. Left wing now to Dietz, driving against Novick, has it tapped away by Novick, but swats it to her teammate Flores. Far side to Reed, working in against Charles, turnaround jumper, left or right side, no good. Blessing King, the rebound from the back side, gets it to Charles. Eagles nursing a three-point lead, 3.5 to go in OT.
If you're the Eagles, take your time. You want a little clock off, but do not get late in the shot clock.
Charles drives, penetrates, gets through defenders, and lays it up and through. Veronica now with 22 points on the night. On the other end, a takeaway by Novick. Gets it to Blessing King, Katie Novick. Another huge defensive play for the Eagles. Charles now with the basketball, dribbling outside the left hash. Near midcourt, guarded by Reed. Novick sets one screen. King sets another. Charles into the lane, gets cut off. Out to Soderlund, catch and shoot, right wing three, off the mark, no good. But Blessing King there for the putback. 65-58, Morehead State. King with just her fourth point of the night, but 9 big rebounds, and Western Illinois wants a timeout.
Miss Rodman strikes again.
My goodness. Rodman-like stat line as usual, 4 points, 9 rebounds, and a couple of steals to boot. Wes, I swear, there are just certain individuals who are born into this world with an innate ability to rebound. It's not taught. It's just something they're gifted with, and Blessing King's one of them.
Correct. It's like one of those shows where the person sees all the numbers and the angles and the shapes, and they don't even realize they're doing it. She just her brain knows where to be, knows where to take the body because where the ball is going.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's instinctual. Yep. It is very instinctual. Yes. Look at this. Katie Novick, 4 steals.
Wow.
Incredible.
People don't realize Katie has done a really solid job as a point guard running the offense as a freshman. She's one of the best defenders in the OVC. She's 5th in the conference in steals.
It's hard to get noticed when you're on there with V. Charles.
With V. Charles, that's true. Leathernecks beat the full court pressure. Meadows gives it to the curling McDermott. Top of the arc, back to Meadows at the right hash. Flashes it down low to... Is that McCallum?
That's
McCallum's back on the floor and hits the turnaround in the lane.
That's a pretty shot.
Back to 5, 65-60.
Soon as that shot went up, I thought it was probably McCallum.
Yep. 2:12 to go. Charles with the dribble in the logo. 14 on the shot clock. Charles fouled on the perimeter. That was Dins reaching in. Not sure how they wound up with their center matched up on V. Charles, but it worked to Morehead State's favor.
Sure does. The best free throw shooter on the Eagles.
Charles tonight is...
Boy, shouldn't have said that out loud.
5 of 7 from the free throw line. Make it 6 of 8. 23 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals for the senior from Nigeria. Takes a breath, puts it up, it's good. Back to a 7-point advantage in overtime for MSU, just over 2 minutes to play. WIU basketball. Brownfield curling into the lane against Novick, scoops it up, got it to go, and she's fouled by Novick. Again, pretty good position by Katie. It looked like she was just standing her ground.
Oh.
I don't know that she did anything wrong there, Wes, as we look at the replay.
And she signaled to the official that she was being cleared out, and she was.
Yeah.
I mean, that. Wow.
Lead cut back to 5. Could be cut to 4 if Brownfield can hit this free throw. She does. Give her 6 points. Full court pressure. Charles gets the inbounds. Has the ball deflected away, but gets it back.
Oh.
Tries to throw over the top of that zone. Gets it to King, who finds Haley Rhodes underneath on the other end all by herself. She lays it up and in.
Great awareness by King on that one.
6-point Eagle lead, 1:39 to play in overtime. It's Brownfield driving again against Novick. Gets bumped. No call this time, or is there? Yes. There is. And Novick again holding her hands up. What do I have to do to play defense here?
I don't know, Katie.
Yeah.
I can't answer that
That's
question.
Three fouls on Katie Novick in the waning minutes of this game that, quite frankly, did not look like fouls from our vantage point.
And in the last two quarters, every single drive that Western Illinois has made is automatic free throw.
Yeah. Brownfield at the line, hits the first, cuts it back to 5 points, the Morehead State lead. It's now 4 as Brownfield makes the second.
And we've seen replays of almost all of those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else she can do.
Again, full court pressure. Novick running the baseline, gets it into Charles. She's double-teamed, ahead to Soderlund, dribbles across midcourt, double-triple-teamed out near the hash. Taken to the ground, it's called a tie-up, and I believe Western Illinois is going to get it back.
There's no way that was not one, however, all at the same time.
4-point Morehead State lead, but on the turnover, the Leathernecks will get it back with 1:22 to play in OT. Soderlund was absolutely snowed under by 3 defenders and no foul call. Inbounds comes to Reed in the backcourt. She'll work it through the center circle against Charles. Hesitates. Kicks it out to Brownfield. Down low to McCowan, working against King. Gets double-teamed by Charles. Shot blocked, out of bounds, and the Leathernecks will keep it with 19 to shoot. McCowan looks like she lost a contact lens. And looks like she'll get a replacement from the WIU bench. Reagan McCowan, the super freshman, played very sparingly in the second half, but came on late and now on the floor during overtime. She's only 7 of 21 from the floor tonight, but does have 18 points, and that's good for her team lead. At 16, I think, at halftime.
And good defense by King.
Mm-hmm. Good help by Charles. So 69-65, Morehead State, 1:10 to play in overtime. As we wait for things to get squared away with McCowan, play does continue as she's subbed for, and then Brownfield tries to take it to the hole. She gets tripped up, and a foul called on Morehead State. That will go against Haley Rhodes, number 3 on Haley.
I didn't see that one because the cameraman was still hanging out with McCowan over there on the bench.
Brownfield's first free throw, slow rotation, and falls.
And now let's see how the Eagles handle this pressure, assuming that she makes this one. You know they're going to set up in that full court trap.
66 seconds remain in our first overtime. It's a 3-point game. Make it 2, 69-67 as Brownfield makes both free throws. And yes, they will extend the defensive pressure once again. As Novick prepares to trigger the inbound for Morehead State, Eagles will need to come 94 feet. McCowan checks back in. She'll face guard on the inbound try. Novick runs the baseline, gets it into Charles. Dribbles between defenders, gets it across midcourt. And a whistle and a foul on WIU. That will go on Reagan McCowan. That's her fourth.
Tom, this last minute might take 15.
Yep.
We may be watching a lot of free throws.
That extra half hour of cushion between these two games is not going to be enough. Men scheduled to tip off at 8:30. It's already 8:08. Veronica Charles at the line. First one up. Rattles through. 70-67.
Yeah, I saw Riley sitting in the stands right behind the bench earlier. So I bet they want to see the outcome of this as well.
Yep. Three-point game. Charles can't get the second to go. Rims off. Rebound to WIU. Brownfield works it across the timeline. Hesitates. Gets cut off left side of the lane by Rhodes. Kicks it back out to Reed. Guarded closely by Charles. Bounce pass down low to McCowan. Works against King. Turnaround jumper left short. And McCowan may have just picked up her fifth foul and did.
She did.
She was boxed out, tried to get to the basketball, and went over King's back. That should bring Reagan McCowan's night to an end. ...18 points, 6 rebounds, 5 turnovers.
There she goes.
And took her a while to get off the floor, but she finally does. And Blessing King to the free throw line. And if you followed the Morehead State Eagles this season, you know this is an adventure. First one up, way off the mark to the left. Blessing, unfortunately, only a 38% free throw shooter on the year.
And she does end up at the line in a surprising amount.
Yeah. Second one up. Too strong. Rebound kicks long, and it's hauled in by Dietz. Gives it up to Brownfield on the left. Curls around Novick. Puts it up strong. Can't get it to go, and Novick, rightfully so this time, called for the personal foul. And that will end Katie Novick's night. Katie will head to the bench with 15 points. And 5 rebounds along with 4 big steals on the defensive end.
I was really surprised that Brownfield on the last possession didn't go directly to the hole. She kind of pulled up about 8 feet short and picked up the ball. She's had nothing but success going to the rim.
Leathernecks huddle briefly around their coach J.D. Gravina as Morehead State takes its time replacing Novick. And it looks like Soderlund will come back in for her. First free throw up and good by Brownfield. She has 11 points now on the night. Second one up, give her a dozen. And it's a one-point game. 33 seconds to go. Morehead State the lead, facing full court pressure. It comes into Charles. She's double-teamed, gets it back to Paris McBride. Throws over the top to Soderlund. Down to Haley Rhodes all by herself, lays it up and in. Three-point lead for the Eagles with 23 seconds to go. Here come the Leathernecks. Reed hesitates. Spin move in the lane against Charles. Puts it up and through. But the Eagles still up by one. 17 seconds to go. Quick inbounds pass to Soderlund, who works it into the front court, and she's fouled.
Boy, that last press break was huge. What an amazing court vision moment to get that ball up the court when you had five people back.
Western Illinois was selling out completely. And giving up the basket, thinking they would be able to prevent it altogether, and they could not.
And that was definitely the equivalent of pulling the goalie
in
a basketball right there.
And now Matilda Soderlund will try to add to this ever-so-slim one-point Morehead State lead. Tilly does not shoot many free throws. 6 of 8 on the year. And misses the first. 13 seconds to play. Second free throw up. This one rims off, no good, but the rebound tapped out by King and picked up by Charles, and she's fouled. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Morehead State may have just dodged a huge bullet, Wes.
My goodness. And Oh, blessing King. My gosh, saving the day with another rebound.
I don't know if they'll credit her for the rebound or not, but that tip.
Exactly. They don't get that rebound without Blessing King, we'll put it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And so Veronica Charles will go to the free throw line. 9.9 seconds left in overtime. The Eagles up by one. V takes a breath, puts it in the air, misses it. The lead stays at one. Three straight missed free throws for Morehead State.
Just when you, every time you think this game is in the bag, every single time.
Actually, maybe five straight misses.
Yeah, is that, I mean, that is
seven. Sutherland missed two each.
They had a 7-point lead with 1 minute left. I was thinking, oh, okay, maybe they're not going to give me a heart attack today. Nope. Sorry, I'm going to have to go see Dr. Kaloon here in a couple of days.
So it's a 2-point or 1-point ball game as Charles eyes and fires, gets this one to go, 73-71. Leathernecks quickly get it inbounds. Reed brings it across midcourt, angles to the right of the lane, scoops it up, got it to go. Falls to the floor, no call. Tied 73, and Morehead State calls a timeout.
I've got to laugh. I really shouldn't have made the joke about five overtimes.
Yeah.
The basketball gods heard that. They said, you know what? We'll make that happen. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. We'll teach you a lesson about that. That's right.
Give Veronica Charles good credit. She played solid defense on Reed all the way to the hole, but Reed went up strong and put it through.
Hey, that was the perfect way to play defense on that possession. Good shot, tough shot.
Yep. 2 seconds currently showing on the game clock. They put a half second back on, and I believe they're going to allow Morehead State to inbound in the front court.
Should be.
So the Eagles do have time to get off a shot. They could conceivably win this in single overtime.
I mean, she can even take a dribble this time if she wants to. Probably two. That's okay. Don't do it with .8. You can do it with 2.5.
Boy, those missed free throws, Wes.
Oh, any one of those three, five there, go in.
Paris McBride will trigger the inbound from the sideline here on the near side. Into Charles, works down the arc. Lost the handle, deflected off of WIU, and the clock expires, and we're going to a second overtime. 73-73. After 45 minutes of play, let's play five more. We'll take a break first here on the Eagle Sports Network.
As well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
73-73 as we begin double overtime in Macomb, Illinois. Morehead State with the win of the opening tip. Pass to the near side to McBride. Her three-point try too strong over the rim and hauled in by WIU. So the Leathernecks will have a chance to take the lead. Their first possession of double OT. It's Brownfield. Out to Nichols. Flashes it down low into the lane to Reed. Oh. Turnaround jumper. Does a dance and falls. And the Leathernecks take the 75-73 advantage.
And that was a tough shot. That was not bad defense. But the Eagles have still played good defense.
Reed now with 6 points on the night. Miss a shot on the other end. Bodies to the floor. No call. Rebound to WIU. It's Brownfield working it into the front court. Gets it to Dietz. Launches a three-pointer, a long one. And the rebound deflected out of bounds. Morehead State gets it. That was an ill-advised early shot by the Leathernecks.
Boy, that was. And from several steps behind the line on that one. Charles' shot was about the same, though. I mean, she came up early shot clock and pulled that trigger.
They're actually calling a foul on Carla Flores of WIU on that rebound try. And that's going to put Matilda Soderlund back at the free throw line.
Of course, Tilly had two of those misses at the end of the last overtime.
Cashes in on the first one here and cuts it back to a one-point lead for WIU. Tilly on the night with 9 points. She now moves into double digits with 10 as she rolls the second one home. And more importantly, ties the game back up with 4:07 to play in double OT. Reed working against Charles. Hands it off to Brownfield on the left point. Entry pass to Nichols. It's cut off by King. Flashes it back out to Reed. To McDermott. In the lane to Brownfield, who's off the mark with a pull-up jumper from about 10 feet. And Morehead State the rebound. King gives it to Charles. Methodically works it across midcourt. Works it to the left hash to talk to Coach Kayla Petrie. Now floats it to King at the top of the arc, right back to Charles. Fakes the three, drives the lane, puts it up over Nichols, got it to go.
I don't know how she made that shot.
I don't either. 77-75, Brownfield the other way, finds a wide open Dietz down low, got the basket to go, and she draws the foul as Morehead State was late to get back defensively.
And again, you're right, spot on, they just didn't get back in time.
Haley Rhodes called for the foul, and there was not much contact there as we look at the replay. But it does put WIU back at the line with a chance to take the lead. 77-77, the score, 3:23 to play in our second overtime at Western Hall. Free throw up by Dietz, rims off, no. Haley Rhodes the rebound, gets it to McBride. The Leathernecks will drop back into the half court defensively. Charles has the ball now. Brings it into the front court for Morehead State. Reed extends the defensive pressure. Charles around a couple of high screens. Stops low block. Pops from there. A little too strong. Rebound caroms out high. Rhodes cannot take it away from Brownfield, who gathers it in. Gets it to Reed. Stops at the free throw line. Out top to Nichols. Now over to Brownfield, who gets it to Reed between the circles. Around to the left wing now to McDermott. Back to Reed straight away. A lot of contact away from the ball, no whistle, as Brownfield will drive against Haley Rhodes. Scoops with the left hand, too strong. Blessing King up high for the rebound, and she's fouled.
And this is why Blessing King gets a lot of free throw attempts. It's because she is so hungry on the glass. Right, and it does frustrate people, and they end up fouling her, grabbing her arms, grabbing her back.
That's a big foul, too. It's on Anna Dietz, and that's her fifth. She has been money at the free throw line down the stretch. Just fouled out with her 10th point, or has 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals on the night. But she will spend the rest of the evening on the bench.
This feels like EIU deja vu when we had 6 players foul out, because you got Charles and Rhodes both with 4 right now for the Eagles as well.
Hannah Hicks checks back in for Morehead State for the first time in a while. King banks the first of 2 free throws through. Puts the Eagles back up by 1 with 2:38 to play in double OT. Second one in the air. Banked, rims out.
Oh, I thought she might have that one too.
Brownfield the rebound. Will bring it into the front court herself. Passes to Flores. She'll rotate around the top of the key. Bounce pass back out to Brownfield. Entry pass to Nichols, but she's guarded well by Hicks and has to kick it out to Flores near the right hash. Penetrates against Blessing King. Gives it to the curling Reed. Back to Nichols. Has it swatted away and taken away. Haley Rhodes got it to Veronica Charles. She'll fire the three from the left wing. No good, but Hicks right there for the miss and puts it up and through.
Big day for Hannah Hicks on the boards, on defense, and now with the bucket.
4 points, 6 rebounds for Hannah. Brownfield a three on the other end, way off the mark. Too strong. Hicks another rebound for the Eagles. Gives it to Charles, who will methodically work it across midcourt. talking to Coach Kayla Petrie on the far sideline as she dribbles from hand to hand. 16 on the shot clock. 1:33 to play in double overtime. Charles is bumped and fouled on the perimeter.
In fairness, that felt pretty light, too. Mm-hmm. We'll take it, but
Mallory McDermott called for that one. That's her second.
Yeah, if this game does extend much deeper, really, Brownfield and Nichols have three each. Nobody else does.
First free throw off the mark by Veronica Charles. V tonight is only 9 of 14 from the line. She is over an 80% free throw shooter on the year. Gets the second one to fall. And it increases the Morehead State lead to 4, and that's big.
I'm not buying it, Tom.
No, 1:28 to go. Brownfield, make that McDermott curling into the lane, and her floater from about 8 feet is good. Back to a two-point game. 81-79, 1:15 to play.
They're not fooling me this time.
Charles across midcourt. Floats around the top of the arc. Now back to the left elbow. Continues her dribble. Gets into the lane. Pull-up jumper from 12 off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Morehead State can't believe it. They're saying it's off of Hannah Hicks, and the Leathernecks will get possession with 1:01 to go.
I think Coach Gravina has a great point. Might have been over the back on that one. There is no actual over the back. It could be a foul. Should have been a foul.
Two-point lead for Morehead State in double overtime with 1:01 to play. Leatherneck basketball. Second overtime game of this season for Morehead State's women. They lost the first one in 4 overtimes to Eastern Illinois. Western Illinois has only been in overtime. Actually, they do end up calling this an over-and-back foul on Morehead State. But Western Illinois has been in overtime once as well. They won that game against Tennessee State.
Oh.
Brownfield will go to the line, so she was fouled by Hannah Hicks.
I mean, fair. I think she probably was on that. But that's why I said they were lucky if they got away without that call.
Brownfield's first free throw trickles across the front of the rim and through. 81-80 now.
9 of 10 on the day for Brownfield.
Second one up. Too strong. Morehead State's King the rebound. Gets it to McBride. Passes ahead to Haley Rhodes. She'll cross midcourt left side. Passes out of a double team, nearly stolen, but McBride hauls it in and gets it to Charles on the right wing. Out to McBride, bounce pass right back to Charles. And she is fouled by Flores, riding her hip.
So it almost looked like they were trying to foul her on that one, and I don't agree with that. 46 seconds left, 16 on the shot clock. You know you're getting the ball back with 30 seconds.
Yeah. Get the defensive stop if you can.
Absolutely.
Instead, the Eagles will have the opportunity to add points with the clock stopped.
That may be why Flores is going to the bench.
Could be. Veronica Charles with 29 points. Give her 30 as she makes the first. 82-80. The Eagle lead now, 46.6 seconds to play. We are in double overtime.
Wow, 30 points.
Second one up. Give her 31 and give Morehead State a three-point lead. Full court pressure as it comes in to Meadows. She'll work it across midcourt against McBride. Gives it up to Brownfield. Gets it down low to Nichols. Lost the handle and taken away by Haley Rhodes. Beautifully done. 32.4 seconds to go, and Morehead State gets it into the front court. Rhodes finds King. Bounce pass to Soderlund, out to McBride. Skip pass over to Rhodes. Splits defenders, kicks it to McBride. Morehead State doesn't have to score a basket here. They just need to run clock. And finally, McBride is fouled by Reed.
It was just a momentary lapse of judgment, obviously, on the team, but they threw that ball to Blessing King down the post. The fact that Western Illinois did not immediately grab her is shocking to me, to be very blunt.
Paris McBride will step to the line. She has made some big free throws this season in limited playing time, and she just extended this back to a two-score game, 84-80, with 15.9 seconds to play in double OT. One more free throw to come. It's in the air, and it's good, 85-80. Morehead State will extend the pressure. as Reed works it across midcourt against Charles. A lot of contact, no call. Reed launches from three. It's way too strong. Brownfield the rebound, puts it up, no good. Nichols will try, and she's fouled. 3.8 seconds to play, and Jasmine Nichols will get a chance to score with the clock stopped.
But not a bad outcome. You obviously don't want the offensive rebounds to happen, but that happens a lot in the game situations, desperation. But even if she hits both of these, three-point game, 3.8 left, not the worst outcome.
Nichols came into this game with only, 24 free throw tries, but she's made 19 of them on the year. 3.8 seconds remaining. Morehead State up 5, but WIU at the line, and Nichols hits the first of two to cut it back to a 4-point game.
Nichols has come off the bench to play a really good game for WIU today.
She really has. One of several reserves that have come up big in the second half. Nichols hits the second free throw, and immediately a timeout called by Morehead State. The Eagles will be able to advance the ball and inbound in the front court.
Really, you just got to get this ball inbounds.
Yeah.
And I said that the other, who was that? We were playing the other day, and they threw it in the middle of the court to the other team to steal it. But really, you've got to protect the ball. And I will point that out right here, is you cannot try to make that pass across the middle of the court towards a defender, right? Because if they pick it off and they're running down the floor, wide open shot.
Again, for those who haven't been listening to this entire game, Morehead State had a 17-point lead with under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, but Western Illinois just would not go away, ended up tying it, and we are now in double overtime. Eagles do get it inbounds to McBride, and she's immediately fouled by Kayla Reed. 2.8 seconds left on the game clock as McBride will go back to the line for Morehead State.
Excellent job on the inbound. Great free throw shooter in Paris McBride. She got it right next to the inbounds. Perfect.
McBride tonight, 2 of 2 from the stripe. Takes a deep breath, couple of dribbles. First free throw up, money. 86-82 Morehead State. Two score game, 2.8 seconds to play. And McBride has one more free throw to come. It's up. It's good. Back to a 5-point game. And Western Illinois calls the timeout to advance the basketball.
You know, Tom, when I said the last minute was going to be 15, I was kind of joking.
Yeah.
We didn't need to live up to that. We did not need that.
Not to get preachy, but is prophecy one of your gifts, perhaps?
I need to take that test
spiritual
again, right?
Test, yes, yeah.
Spiritual gifts test. Apparently prophecy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
87-82. We would take a break, but this is probably a 30-second timeout, and we're so deep in this one, we might as well just keep it here anyway. 2.8 seconds to go. Double overtime. The Eagles a 5-point lead. If they can just avoid fouling.
Tom, what?
You're the prophet.
Let's not do that.
You're the prophet. I'm just the announcer.
We're so close, Tom.
Yep. Inbounds coming, Brownfield to trigger. From the hash, far side, gets it into Reed. Tries the three-pointer, found the bottom of the net as time expires. I believe the basket counts, but we'll hold the phones just long enough to see if they put any time back on the clock. The cheerleaders coming out onto the floor. It looks like this one is over.
Right, should be over.
Whew, Morehead State dodges a bullet. Losing a 17-point third-quarter lead, going to double overtime, and surviving against the Western Illinois Leathernecks. Came into this game a half game ahead of the Leathernecks in the OVC standings. The Eagles should stay in sixth place with this win. 87-85 the final. We'll take a break and come back with our abbreviated postgame right after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you, Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, what a start to tonight's women's men's basketball doubleheader in Macomb, Illinois. The Morehead State women in double overtime knock off the Leathernecks of Western Illinois 87-85. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, we'll keep this short, but hopefully pretty sweet. A big win tonight for the Morehead State women.
Oh, that was an enormous win. I would almost call that necessary for their chances to move up in the OVC here. And I just want to give three quick shout-outs. One, clutch free throws. Paris McBride, my gosh, when the game was on the line, when it mattered, she was 100%. That's awesome. Blessing King, 12 rebounds, 7 points, 2 steals, 2 assists. Katie Novick, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals. I mean, filling up the box score from left to right. Those are the kind of players that change a game and make a difference on both sides of the court. Yeah, I mean, Charles, 31 points goes without saying, but King and Novick and Paris McBride, man, that made the difference.
Absolutely did. With the win, Morehead State now 14-13 overall, 9-7 in the OVC. Western Illinois falls to 16-10, 7-8 in conference play. We'll take a break, come back, and look at some of your final numbers briefly before we wrap things up for the women's coverage and get set for our men's game tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Morehead include 2 packs of Eckridge Franks or Bologna are specially priced for just $4. Fresh asparagus is only $2.49 a pound. And Stouffer's large size entrees or bowlfuls are only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
87-85, the final score in double overtime as Moorhead State's women knock off Western Illinois in the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader in Macomb, Illinois. Take a real quick look at some of your final scoring numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Reagan McCowan, the fine freshman, led WIU with 18 points, 17 for McDermott, 13 for Brownfield, also in double figures, Dietz with 10. 9 for Nichols, 6 for Flores, and 3 for Meadows. For Moorhead State, it was Veronica Charles, another monster night. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals for the senior from Nigeria. Katie Novick, another big night as well. 15 points and 5 rebounds and 4 steals. 13 points for Haley Rhodes. 10 points for Soderland. 7 for King. And 4 apiece for Hicks and McBride, and 3 for Jaden Rhodes. With the win, Moorhead State 14-13 and 9-7 in OVC play, staying in the hunt for one of those first-round byes in the OVC tournament. For my partner Wes Holland, our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening, and remember, stay tuned, as coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have the Moorhead State men's team taking on the Leathernecks of Western Illinois, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.